Yes.
Tell me your thoughts getting City game.
Yeah, like you said, you know, fairly familiar. Obviously, you know, I've only played one half against the Kansas City Chiefs, but I've been a part of many meetings, game planning against them. I've been a part of many games, watching from the sideline. So I feel like I know their personnel fairly well. But when you watch the Kansas City Chiefs on tape, you know, you see a team that's physical. You know, I think it starts up front, starts with their linebackers. You know, Derek Johnson, he's a stud. You know, he's a terrific football player. And, you know, he's just one of those guys on that defense. There's a lot of great football players on that defense. So I think physical is the first thing that you say. And then, you know, you see a unit that plays as just that, a unit. It's 11 guys flying to the football every single play. You know, the front seven's causing chaos in the pocket, the back end, the safeties, the corners. They're making big plays. They're causing turnovers. So I see a hell of a defense, and I know we have a great challenge on Sunday.
After the game, you said that one area the offense could improve you thought was in the red area. After looking back at that film, what did you take away from it?
You know, I still stand by that. We need to improve as an offensive unit in the red area. Anytime you get down in the red area, you need touchdowns. You know, field goals are obviously great. Anytime you can get points, it's good. Points are hard to come by in the National Football League. But if you're consistently kicking field goals rather than scoring touchdowns, there's going to come a point where that comes back to bite you. And after watching the tape, reviewing the tape, I just felt like there were some missed opportunities. You know, whether that was me making a wrong read, or maybe we had a guy in the wrong spot, or whatever it was, we just weren't on the same page. We weren't executing, and I think we can be a lot better, and we will be a lot better.
Is there anything you did different this week to focus on that, spend some more time on anything?
You know, red area is one of those areas that we don't really get to in practice until Thursday and Friday, but I can promise you, when we do get to those red area situations, that offensive huddle, the offensive coaches will be very, very focused on, you know, being better this week.
Brock,
go ahead. Bill's talked about how it takes a team a while to kind of know its identity, form its identity, and obviously you guys are trying to take the next step as an organization. I know you can't look at New England yet, but to have the Chiefs and the Patriots within about 5 days of each other, it seems obvious, but that's got to be a really good early test for you guys to see where you stand this year.
I love it. You know, it's all about playing great competition. You know, those are the games that, you know, you really get excited about when you see them on the schedule. But, you know, we're still going to take it one game at a time. Obviously, we know the Patriots will come very fast after Sunday. But right now we have a great challenge in the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, they've been a heck of a football team for a couple of years now. And obviously, offensively, I know our challenge going against their defense. I know they have a great offense. They have a great quarterback in Alex Smith. They have plenty of playmakers. They have a great head coach. So we have a great challenge on Sunday, and that's really where our focus is.
Brock, what did you learn about your receivers the other day specifically? Obviously, Will had a great game, but you know what those weapons are all about because you spent so much time with them. But, you know, with the spotlight on regular season, they delivered.
You know what? The skill guys in the game on Sunday reminded me of the same skill guys I see every single day in practice. You know, all those guys, they were the same receivers, same running backs, same tight ends I see in the huddle every single day. You know, no one's eyes were, you know, big and wide. The moment wasn't too big for anybody. Those guys just kind of quietly went about their business and played a great football game. And I would say the skill position, as well as the offensive line, I think the entire offense knows, you know, we did some good things, but we can be better, and we're striving to be better. And I think that starts in practice, and we had a great start to the week today, and we expect to be even better tomorrow when we hit the practice field.
It seemed like you targeted Will a lot in the red area, especially in the second half. Is it because DeAndre was double-teamed, or is there a special look you saw from him?
You know, every play is different. You know, some plays you're trying to target a certain receiver. Maybe it was Will. But a lot of times it's just predicated off of the coverage and what the defense is giving us. And a lot of times because of what DeAndre was able to accomplish last season, he is going to draw a double team. And so what that does is it it singles up those other guys and allows them to make plays. So I wouldn't say I'm specifically trying to target anybody. I kind of play the game, you know, I take what the defense gives me. And if they're going to double hop, well, I'm going to take the one-on-one.
Bill has talked to us repeatedly about the complexity of this offense and some of the responsibility, but also freedom that comes with you at the line of scrimmage and the huddle, et cetera. How do you like driving that car and having that responsibility?
I love it. I love everything about it. It's a quarterback's dream to be able to play in an offense like this. You just said it. There's certainly a lot on our shoulders as quarterbacks in this system. There's a lot that we have to know just to be able to step on that football field and operate efficiently. But it's one of those deals, once you get the operation down and you're studying and you're understanding the offense, I mean, it's fun. It's like backyard football. You know, there was a thing today that happened in practice in a two-minute drill. You see that all the defense lining up over here. You give the line a call. They all slide. You signal something to the receiver, and you get a big play. You know, where not all offenses allow you to have that freedom, to make those calls, to change the routes. So it really is. It's like backyard football. You know, just a few more people show up in the stands here than they did in the backyards of Montana.
Do you get the feeling from the guys that were here last year that this game means a little bit more?
You know, we haven't really talked about that. You know, this is the 2016 Houston Texans, and I think really that's the focus right now. You know, no one's talking about last year's game. No one's focused on that. No one's dwelling on that. You know, we're all certainly aware of what happened, and we're going to learn from that. But these are two completely different football teams for the most part, and, you know, a completely different situation. So I think you need to learn from last year's games, but no one's dwelling on those. Everyone's looking through the front windshield, and you know, we're moving forward.
And to that end, Andy Reid was asked about it, and he said, man, they got so much speed on both sides of the ball over there.
Yeah.
You know, so he's obviously taking note of what the tools you've been talking about you're working with. So, you know, he's going to get his guys revved up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the old saying is the film doesn't lie. You know, so Andy is able to see what we did offensively and defensively and vice versa. And obviously, you know, I think the biggest thing early in the year is you always know there's going to be unscouted looks that come. So now, you know, Andy showed one thing against the Chargers last week. You know, he has been able to break down our tape, see our strengths, see our weaknesses. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, waiting to see what unscouted look's going to come from him, and then how quick can we adjust to that on the sideline and keep progressing throughout the game.
Coaches always talk about young players make a big step between game one and game two. Do you expect a big step to be taken because your young guys have been playing so well?
You know, I expect us as an offense and as a football team to take a step forward every single week, not just week one to week two, but every single week throughout the season. You know, I guess I kind of look at it as, you know, you can't really stay the same. You can either get worse or you can get better. Well, we're going to get better. And each week we're going to take a step forward. So I expect us in all phases of the game to be better this week against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ruck, you were part of eight game plans against the Chiefs. How valuable is that with a completely different offense, different personnel? But, I mean, you spent a lot of time studying these guys in the 4 years you spent in Denver.
It's extremely valuable. In fact, you know, like you said, it's eight game plans, so it takes a while to get through it all. But before kickoff and before this game plan is complete, you know, I'll have already gone through all of my old notes and see if there's something I can pull from those game plans to help us out in this game plan. Because there was a time, you know, 2012, 13, 14, the offenses were very similar between what was taking place in Denver and what we're doing here now. So, you know, I'll dissect all that, I'll definitely use it as a tool, but it's very valuable.
Seven of them were game-winning game plans, too.
Exactly.
The last one didn't go too well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But that's what I'm saying, you know, I think that's why – you know, I keep all those notebooks because you never know what you might find in one of those old games that might help you win a current game. And so that's something I'll take a very close look at. I'll go through, review all those notes. I'll go back, watch all that tape, and just see if we can find one thing to maybe help us get over the hump this week.